blog post entitled Who You Are in Christ by Sandra Adcock. Let's start with a quote by Neil T. Anderson. You are not who you are in Christ because of the things you have done. You are in Christ because of what He has done. Does life in our messy world ever leave you feeling insecure? Or maybe you feel like the scars from past wounds identify you, whispering lies of shame, identity lies you end up believing, causing you to doubt who you are in Christ? Ugh. We're like Lucy. Remember Lucy, Drew Barrymore's character from 50's First Dates? Due to a head trauma, Lucy had a rare form of amnesia. Every night, the trauma wiped her slate clean. Zip, no memory. Well, Lucy and I are kind of kindred spirits. Like her, I wake up every day in a chronic state of forgetfulness. Lucy needed daily reminders of who she was, who loved her, and how she fit in the world. And frankly, I do too. How about you? The fact is, the enemy loves to call into question our identity, just like Jesus experienced during his 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. Twice, the enemy questioned him, "If you are the Son of God." When you feel insecure, battling negative thoughts and identity lies that seem to throw you off your axis, there are two choices. Ask God to remind you of who you are in Christ, which will restore your peace. Or attempt to find identity through any other source or means, which will only lead to burnout. Before we move on, let's identify what I mean when I say in Christ. Here's how C.S. Lewis brilliantly described it. Quote, "The commonest description in the scriptures of a follower of Jesus is that he or she is a person in Christ. To be in Christ does not mean to be inside Christ, as tools are in a box or our clothes in a closet, but to be organically united to Christ, as a limb is in the body or a branch is in the tree. It is this personal relationship with Christ that is the distinctive mark of His authentic followers." End quote. You are a created being, created by God for a relationship with God. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Now, at some point, you made the free will choice to place your faith in Christ. And in doing so, you entered into a personal, intimate relationship with Christ. Through Christ's perfect sacrifice and death on the cross, Jesus took on Himself all sin, past, present, and future. Therefore, you are redeemed and forgiven. All of the evidence and charges against you have been canceled. You are free from condemnation. Through Christ's burial and resurrection, you have been delivered from the dominion of darkness. You are now planted securely in the heavenly realm. Through Christ's faithfulness and obedience, you have been made righteous, at peace with God, indwelled by the Holy Spirit. Beloved, I want you to know who you are in Christ, because believing you are who God says you are will heal your soul, transform your thought life, and move you deeper into the purposes God has for your life. I love the humble father found in the scriptures in Mark 9:24, who said to Jesus, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." Two things can be true at the same time. Just because you have doubts doesn't mean you don't believe. Take just a few minutes to stop and ask God to transform your identity beliefs. Ask Him to align your beliefs with the truth of who you are in Christ. May the Holy Spirit reveal the truth of who you are in Christ each and every day. May He heal your soul, transform your thought life, and move you deeper into the purposes God has for your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Want to go deeper? Well, I've created a fantastic PDF for you entitled 33 Brilliant Verses to Help Transform Your Thought Life. This printable PDF contains 33 identity scriptures focused on who you are in Christ. I've also written and included a daily prayer that you can use also as an affirmation based on these verses. Download it today. I'm listening and would love to hear from you. Email me your biggest takeaway or insight or aha from today's topic. Also, I'd love to hear what you think about being able to listen with audio. If you don't have my email address, no worries. Just subscribe below to share your thoughts, comments, questions, and bonus, you'll also receive weekly content and encouragement. No one should have to journey without encouragement. And if you know somebody who could benefit from this topic, well, I'd sure be grateful for you to share this post with them. Thanks for stopping by. Until we meet again, remember, trusting in Jesus, you'll have more treasure than pockets. From my heart to yours.